In this demo, we will demonstrate how some of the DevOps principles can help ensure we deliver more business value while minimizing the risk of the wrong code being pushed to production. We will see some of the DevOps principles being applied to a release process. Here, we have the Part Unlimited MRP system, which is a Java-based MRP. All the components are hosted inside a VM running on Linux in Azure. So let's take a look at what usually you will do in the morning. You wake up, you take, you go into your tracking system to check what work you have to do. So in Visual Studio Team Services, we go into work. We can see that we have a change there. Requests. So I have a backlog item for change requests. What I can do is I can click on it, go all the way down and select new branch. Branch name I will use feature title change. This is what is asked. And it would be from master. I would create the branch. So it created a new branch for my feature that I will develop. But first I need to set up my repository locally. I need to clone my repository. So I will click the clone button. I will copy the information to the clipboard. And in the command prompt, I will type git clone the path of my git repository. And after that, I will use Part Unlimited MRP as an acronym. So, what happened here is that the code is being pulled from Visual Studio Online. That will take quite a few seconds. So, what happened now is that the code is being cloned from the Git repository locally to my machine. So I will have all the branches, master, etc. So what I can do now, the code has been put inside the PUMRP directory. Now I will open Visual Studio Code, which is an open source multi-platform code editor. So I will do open folder, go into the Part Unlimited MRP directory that I just cloned. So I will select that, choose select folder. So now I have access to my Git repository, but I'm on the master branch. So what I will do is click on the branch here and choose checkout for the feature title change. So I will click that. You can see that I'm now on the good branch, the branch that I was that was created inside Visual Studio Team Services. Okay, so now for the change that I have to do. If I go to source, client, go into web. So basically what was asked was to change the title of the page. So I will do Parts Unlimited MRP beta. No, this is not MRP, so Parts Unlimited beta. And also what we will do is change the main page. So welcome to Parts Unlimited system, and we will put also beta in there. So we save the file for both. We can see that in the Git tab, I have two change. So I will put title change in there, so that will be my commit message. I commit, and then I will push my modification to the remote server using that menu. The changes are being pushed. If I go back to Visual Studio Team Services, and if I go to, okay, I can close that. If I refresh my branch, I can see that I have updated the branch not long ago. In order for the CI build to trigger, it needs to go back into the master branch. And one way to do it is to create a pull request. It is a good habit, actually, to create a pull request and let other people review the stuff that we do before merging that into a master or a main branch, if you want. So you can see that I have my changes in there, index, main. I could change the reviewers if I want, but this is okay for me right now, so I will create a new pull request. As you can see, now my pull request awaits for an approval. We are not a big team here, so what I will do is I will approve it myself and then complete the pull request. So what would it do? It will complete the merge from my feature branch to the master branch. And also I have the option checked, so it will delete my feature branch after the merge completion. When the merge is done and this is now part of the master branch, what will happen is that if I go into my build, I will be able to see that there's a build in progress that was triggered by my pull request title change. And this is related to work item number 3. So if I take a look inside that build, it will take a couple of minutes to build, but yeah, just to maybe show that you have all the details inside the activity. So we can see that the integration service, order service, clients will be built, and the copy and publishing of the artifacts will be done also. So while this is running, we will take a look at Visual Studio Code. So like I said, this is an open source tool, yeah, made by Microsoft, but you can use it on multiple platforms, Linux, Mac, etc. And it is made over Node.js, so this is pretty cool. And you have the Explorer, where you can just navigate through files, perform some action on them. You have a search place where you can search and replace. Use regex if you want also. The git panel, we saw that earlier, but we have several other command like a rebase, undo last commit, etc. We have the debug functionality for some files if you want. If you have JavaScript or Node.js stuff, you can debug, attach and debug from there. And we have extensions there. You can see that in my case, I have extensions for the Azure Resource Manager. You have also PowerShell, Markdown. But we were talking about infrastructure as code and JSON file and ARM templates. This is a pretty useful extension that will give you IntelliSense. So I can see that my build has succeeded. If I go take a look inside the release now, what happened is that my build, which is a CI build, when it completed, it triggered automatically a released build to my CI build. So basically, in my dev environment, I should have right now my change being deployed. So if I refresh this here, we can also already see that the beta is in the title and that we have the beta also in here. So this code has been deployed automatically from the integration all the way to my dev environment automatically, because the build was green and all the tests passed on that CI build. So I could go in there, choose my release, do the approval, and say that in this case I would approve it, but I could have rejected it and the release would have stopped at that point and would have gone further down the road to others environment like production. So I will approve that. It will take a couple of maybe a minute or two to deploy into production. We can see that the prod is being queued. So if we take a look while it's being done, if we take a look at the dashboard in Azure, we can see that I have my dev environment, I have my prod environment. If I go in there, go into the VM, just another way to get the URL, let's say, to your environment. You can do that in Azure. If it has a public IP, you can just copy the public IP address and basically do what we have done here. Just keep that in there. We were running on port 9080 MRP, and we can see that now the page, oops, it didn't fully refresh, I guess. We can see that Parts Unlimited beta is now in my production environment. And if I go into Visual Studio and I refresh this, I will see that all my environments has been deployed. My release has been deployed to dev and prod environments. So that's it. I really wish that you enjoyed the demo from a change request from the very beginning at the code level up to production deployment, all of this automated, and tests being performed, etc., etc. That's it for me. Bye-bye.